So Good Friday shows one of the great contrasts of the spiritual life, the great contrast of our belief in our Lord. Because this is the highest point of the year, liturgically. This is arguably the most important event in human history. But it is also, arguably, the lowest point for the church. Because God himself, the second person of the Trinity, took on human flesh and was killed, was sacrificed for our sake, because we were trapped by sin. Because original sin had its hooks into humanity and salvation was not available to us. The eternal life in heaven was not available to us. But this is also the high point of the year because this is why our Lord came. This is why Jesus, second person of the Trinity, Son of God, took on human flesh, that we might have salvation. He came to proclaim the good news of the gospel. He came to show us the path to eternal life, the kingdom, to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of heaven, to establish his covenant that we share in every time we receive the Eucharist, that covenant that we were baptized into. And to fulfill that covenant, to bring that covenant into effect, he gave his life on the cross. By doing so, he crushed the head of the serpent, that image from Genesis, where the serpent's head will be crushed. He crushed the head of the serpent, and salvation was now open to us. Sin no longer trapped us. Death was no longer something to fear, because we knew what was waiting on the other side, eternal life. And of course, tomorrow night and Sunday, we will celebrate that eternal life by celebrating our Lord's resurrection from the dead. But at this time, it might have seemed like darkness for the apostles, for the disciples, especially for his mother. Because this Jesus that they followed for 3 years, and in the case of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she gave birth to through a miracle, was no longer with them. And we know, reading the scriptures, what their reaction was. They went and hid. With few exceptions, you know, in our gospel today, we see that our Blessed Mother was there, and a few other disciples and followers of our Lord were there at the cross. But then we see Peter, so full of himself, nothing will keep me from following you, Lord. I'll even die for you. Well, he did, but it took quite a few more years. And at that moment when our Lord was being taken to go to death, Peter ran. He denied him 3 times. But he came back. He received our Lord's forgiveness because he knew our Lord would forgive him. And so as we look at the cross, as we're about to venerate here in just a few minutes, may this symbol of death, this symbol of pain and suffering, be for us what our Lord made it into, a symbol of freedom, a symbol of hope, a symbol of salvation. May we adore that cross, knowing through that cross, we have eternal life.